Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Lede van die GEPF kan hulle ore spits en gerus 'n knoop in hulle oor maak om Portfolium te kontak. Die grootste aftreefondse in Suid-Afrika vertrou hulle lede se aftreebeplanning toe aan Portfolium en jy kan ook deur 'n SMS met die woord rand na 37522 teen R1 of 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za te stuur. Portfolium is 'n geregistreerde FDV B's en V's online beskikbaar. Die bekende ekonoom Joseph Stiglitz het gister 'n omvattende verslag oor ongelykheid in die wêreld aan president Cyril Ramaphosa oorhandig. Die verslag is getiteld We are facing an equality emergency en dit is die eerste G20 verslag wat op ongelykheid fokus. Dit het die omvang van ongelykheid bepaal, die redes daarvoor geïdentifiseer en ook voorstelle gemaak oor hoe dit bekamp kan word. Die paneel het onder meer voorgestel dat daar 'n internasionale instelling gestig moet word om ongelykheid te pak soortgelyk aan die een binne die Verenigde Nasies om klimaatsverandering te beperk. Die verslag bevat regtig ontstellende statistiek oor die omvang van ongelykheid in die wêreld. En die een wat vir my uitgestaan het is dat 1% van die rykste mense in die wêreld het sedert 2000 'n totaal van 41% van alle nuwe rykdom wat toegeskep is tot nou toe in hulle sakke gesteek en terwyl die armste helfte van die wêreldbevolking net 1% daarvan ontvang het. Professor Imran Valodia is op die lyn. Hy is 'n professor in ekonomie, die pro-fisiekanselier vir klimaatvolhoubaarheid en ongelykheid en die direkteur van die Suidelike Sentrum vir Ongelykheidsstudies aan die Universiteit van die Witwatersrand en hy was ook op hierdie internasionale paneel. Professor, thank you so much for your time tonight. There are many international reports on equality. The most well-known one is probably the Oxfam inequality report that is released every year during the World Economic Forum AGM in Davos. So just give us the context and the purpose of this particular report.
Yes, so our group was appointed by President Ramaphosa in terms of his presidency of the G20, and we were tasked with a few things. First, to look at all of the evidence and to kind of assess that evidence on the state of inequality in the world, to try to understand what are the drivers of those patterns of inequality. Three, to kind of outline what the implications of this pattern of inequality is. And lastly, to make some recommendations about how we should deal with it. So our work in some ways, kind of especially on the data side, is not really any new research. It's really just assessing and compiling and reviewing kind of all of the existing research on kind of on the state of inequality across the world.
Yes, absolutely. I think a lot of research has been done on it over the years, but it seems as if the problem is worsening. Inequality is rising. So what did your study find? What are the main drivers that is causing this increased inequality?
I think what we do in the report is to break it up into what I call three buckets of things. The first is kind of a set of factors that we would think about as kind of international issues. And here I would emphasize two things. One, we can't hide from the history, really. So the history kind of how the world is developed has had a huge impact on the distribution of wealth and income. Two, I think much more kind of recently, kind of the patterns of inequality are driven by a set of factors related to the global economy and the fact that the global economy is really shaped in the interest of, to some extent, people in the north and shaped by factors that lead to kind of a really small group of people being able to capture a large part of the income of the world. Then there's a third set of factors that I think are driven by more recent issues. And here we kind of highlight some of the more recent economic factors that are driving this pattern of inequality. Things like the rise of monopolies and monopsonies, the fact that across the world, but kind of also kind of in countries like South Africa, the kind of owners of capital now get much larger part of surplus that is created, and that's related to issues of workers' rights, etc. Then there's kind of questions of how taxation systems have evolved and the amount of fiscal space that countries have to spend on important social expenditure, which is kind of really important for the bottom end of the distribution.
Now, if I put on my new liberal hat, you know, there are different perspectives on inequality. From the capitalist or new liberal side, there's the argument that wealth is created through innovation and entrepreneurship, and that on the other side, people that are poor flow from governance failures from governments, where there is not enough education projects on the go, the quality of education is not good enough, and there is consequently not sufficient economic growth to create the jobs to enable poor people to create wealth. What would your response be to that argument?
I'd make 3 points. The first is, I think it's important to note that these issues of education, etc., kind of are really important, and I think in our report we highlight that. But I think I want to kind of challenge this view that people are entitled to the benefits of their entrepreneurial activity. I think what our report shows is that that argument doesn't hold. And I kind of highlight two things here. One, I don't think it's justifiable kind of in anyone's books, even in a neoliberal economist's view, that people should be earning such high incomes, kind of as they do. In fact, it really points to failures in our kind of in our corporate governance systems. It points to kind of the rise of monopolies that keep out kind of other important players. It's kind of really not promoting innovation across the whole economic system and really kind of keeping out large amounts of innovation. So the more general point that we make in the report is that these kind of really, really high levels of inequality, in fact, not at all good for economic performance, and they really need to be dealt with.
So what are the solutions? Is it just regulations? Is it increased taxation? Is it a swing from capitalist policies to more socialist policies? Immediately, I must say that many socialist policies or many socialist countries have not performed economically really well and did not create wealth really for a broad part of the population. So what do you think are the main issues that need to be addressed to reduce inequality?
It's kind of really important to note that kind of in the report, we're not arguing for a set of socialist policies at all. Members of the panel are kind of really among the world's most respected economists. And I think across the board, most kind of economists, even institutions like the World Bank and kind of and the IMF, are really aligned that the levels of inequality kind of are counterproductive. In terms of what should be done, our primary kind of recommendation, as you said in your introduction, is the establishment of this international panel on inequality so that we have periodic assessments of kind of the levels of inequality across the globe and kind of really thoughtful advice that can be shared with policymakers. I think some of our advice kind of in the report relate kind of to a number of things. At the international level, we raise the importance of a fairer international trade and financial system. We raise the importance of dealing with intellectual property regimes, which kind of really allow a small group kind of to capture the advantages that come with technology development. Kind of at the national level, we think there is a good case for kind of increases in taxes to kind of allow states to spend more on kind of really critical infrastructure. We think that there's important policies for addressing kind of the growth of monopolies kind of and things of that sort.
Just lastly, the United States has expressed skepticism about this inequality focus of the G20 in South Africa. Do you think there's international political will? Perhaps I should ring-fence the Western world here. Do you think there's genuine political will within the Western world to confront inequality in practical terms? Because most Western democracies rely on capitalist systems and tax revenues to fund themselves. Do you think they will commit to reduce inequality?
Yeah, I think our report shows that this is a really global problem. This isn't just about the global north against the global south. There's important issues here across the world. And I think the two key points that we make is that these kind of extremely high levels of inequality, firstly, as I said, are not good for economic performance. And two, they kind of really undermining democracy. We kind of outline that kind of in our report. So I think all countries across the world should be concerned about this. And my sense is that this is an urgent issue that has to be dealt with at the global level. And I'm quite hopeful that we'll have some consensus around this.
Professor Imran Valodia, bye-bye, dankie vir jou tyd. Hy is 'n professor in ekonomie. Hy is ook die proue visiekanselier vir klimaatvolhoubaarheid en ongelykheid en ook die direkteur van die Suidelike Sentrum vir Ongelykheidsstudies aan die Universiteit van die Witwatersrand. Johan, baie belangrike onderwerp hierdie. Ek dink daar gaan baie verskillende perspektiewe wees, maar wat is jou siening?
Ryk ongelykheid eintlik kom al van die Bybelse tye af en ek dink dit is nog al lankie en dit gaan nog lankie met ons wees. Dis een van daai goed, dit is amper soos weet omgewings en klimaat veranderingsuitdagings wat ons sê. Dis dieselfde met welvaart. Weet, kyk ons die vraag van jy weet politieke mag, is dit altyd geregverdig? Nee, dit is nie. Welvaartsmag, is dit altyd geregverdig of regverdigbaar? Nee, dit is nie. So ek dink dit gaan vir my terug aan die vraag van fundamentele vraag soos wat is genoeg? Soos 'n meer van 'n morele tipe van kwessie, nê? En op watter vlak van welvaart begin jy nou terug te gee weens die geleenthede wat jy gehad het of begin jy geleenthede verander te skep om die welvaart te skep wat jy het? Maar ek dink, weet, beleide, regulasies, belasting, ons weet wat die antwoord of die aksie op gaan wees, daar gaan omseiling, ontwyking wees van dit alles. So ek weet nie of die antwoord daarin lê nie, weet ek, dit is 'n komplekse kwessie hierdie.
Nee, ek dink is 'n opvoedingskwessie.
Ja, is waar dis, dit gaan oor waar dis.
Bou universiteite en moenie die geld steel nie. En dis so eenvoudig soos dit en dan soos mense meer in diens geneem kan word weens die vaardighede wat hulle het, dan gaan daar 'n verskil maak. Maak mense bates en dan, jy gaan net in Suid-Afrika die ongelykheid verminder deur die werkloosheidskoers van 40% plus te bring tot onder 10%. Dan gaan mense nou wesenlike ongelykheid sien dat dit wesenlik minder is.
Dit gaan en reik dit gaan oor volhoubaarheid. Jy weet dit gaan as jou hele doel en jou hele missie is om net wins te maak. Kan jy soveel wins maak as jy wil, as die hele omgewing, die samelewing om jou uit mekaar uitval, omdat daar hierdie geweldige ongelykheid is en mens, daar sosiale onrus ontstaan, gaan daai winste jou net so ver vat.
Laat Portfolium se kundige finansiële adviseurs jou bystaan om 'n beter uitkoms vir aftrede te verseker, veral indien jy lid van die GEPF is, wat nou die opsie geniet om vrywillig vroeër af te tree. SMS die woord RAND na 37522 teen R1 en stuur 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za. Portfolium is 'n geregistreerde FTV BSNV's aanlyn beskikbaar.
Is jy 55 jaar of ouer en 'n lid van die GEPF? Goeie nuus is jy kan nou op 'n vroeë aftrede gaan sonder enige penalisasies en moontlike addisionele vergoeding kry volgens jou diensjare. Vrae soos, hoe benut ek my volle belastingvrye voordeel uniek deur die GEPF met aftrede? Wat gebeur met my mediese subsidie as ek sou vroeër aftree? Hoe betaal ek so min as moontlik belasting gedurende my aftrede en kan ek dit werklik bekostig? Jy het net tyd tot 30 November om hierdie lewensveranderende besluit te neem. Stuur 'n SMS teen R1 met die woord RAND na 37522 of rig 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za. Niemand verstaan die GEPF beter as Portfolium nie. Laat ons jou bystaan om 'n ingeligte besluit te neem.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.